From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration moved to end a program that shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the president's decision.
This morning, faced with the very real possibility of a potential immediate shutdown of the entire DACA program by a federal court, President Trump took the responsible and constitutional step of announcing that the administration will be phasing out the program over the next 2 years.
The president has also given Congress 6 months to act if it wishes to allow those affected to remain in the U.S. The United Nations Secretary General declared that North Korea's nuclear program is the most serious threat the world currently faces. Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that confrontational rhetoric may lead to unintended consequences. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Washington would also continue to press Pyongyang.
In terms of negotiations, we're looking at putting aggressive measures, both diplomatically, economically, and as we've said, all options are on the table.
China and Russia contend further tightening sanctions against Pyongyang will do little to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Egypt will host war games with U.S. troops this month for the first time in 8 years, but the American contingent will be much smaller than in previous exercises. Army spokesman Colonel Tamir El-Rafai said the 10-day military exercises known as Bright Star will begin September 10th and include anti-terrorism training. The biannual exercises date back to 1981, but the Obama administration postponed them in 2011. This is VOA News. Cambodia's opposition leader was formally charged with treason on Tuesday for allegedly conspiring with the United States to topple the government. Martin Sechrist has more.
Kem Sokha had been expected to lead his Cambodia National Rescue Party in next year's election in a strong challenge against the ruling Cambodian People's Party of Prime Minister Hun Sen, who's held power for 3 decades. Kem Sokha's arrest on Sunday came amid a crackdown on the media. Radio stations, among the few mass media to carry voices critical of the government, were shut down for alleged breaches of regulations. The English-language Cambodia Daily forced out of business after being presented with a huge but disputed tax bill. If convicted, Kem Sokha could face up to 30 years in prison. Martin Sechrist, VOA News.
Two suspicious blasts have rocked Myanmar's border with Bangladesh. Joel Labey has the details.
Tens of thousands of Rohingya Muslims are fleeing a violent military counteroffensive on the Myanmar side. One of them showing Reuters mobile phone footage of what appears to be a mine buried in mud in no man's land, a few dozen meters separating the two countries. Reuters can't independently verify that or claims Myanmar's army was at the site minutes after the explosion. The government says it needs clarification on where the blasts occurred, arguing that they could have been laid by what it calls terrorists.
Nearly 90,000 individuals have tried to escape clashes after Muslim insurgents attacked police posts and an army base that sparked the latest wave of violence. Venezuela's opposition has shifted focus to upcoming state elections, as street protests aimed at removing President Nicolas Maduro have all but disappeared. 4 months of violent demonstrations have left at least 125 people dead. They fizzled out due to fatigue among protesters and disillusionment at seeing the socialist ruling party cement vast powers despite such a concerted opposition push. Most opposition leaders insist next month's vote for governors in 23 states is now the best option to keep pressuring Maduro, even though they accuse the electoral authorities of rigging the July vote that created the all-powerful Constituent Assembly. Hurricane Irma grew into a Category 5 storm, the most powerful seen in the Atlantic in over a decade, and roared toward islands in the Northeast Caribbean on a path that could eventually take it to the United States. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Irma was a potentially catastrophic storm with a maximum sustained winds of 285 kph. The center said there was growing possibility that the storm's effect could be felt in Florida later this week or over the weekend, though it was still too early to be sure of the storm's future path. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.